Vance casting his ballot in Cincinnati on this election day.
You never know until you know, but I feel good about this race. I felt good about my own race a couple of years ago when I voted in this exact same spot. Hopefully it goes as well for President Trump and me as it went for me a couple of years ago in the state of Ohio.
Voting now underway in several swing states, and big cities in those states are what former New Jersey governor and ABC News contributor Chris Christie will be paying attention to in regard to voter turnout.
Today, I think the things that I'm going to be looking at are going to be what's turnout like in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, in Detroit.
Christie on the closing days of the Trump campaign.
I spoke to a person in the Trump campaign last night who said that their words exactly, we wanted to vomit the last 9 days because he completely got off message and they're afraid he may have lost it in the last 9 days.
This is ABC News. Thousands of Boeing workers on strike since September are heading back to work. They have voted to approve a new contract proposal, and some could be back on the job as soon as tomorrow. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan with the story.
The union machinists had turned down two previous proposals. Younger employees like Hayden Myers holding out for higher pay and the return of a pension plan.
This is my first job I've ever been in a union with. It was definitely a powerful feeling.
Local president John Holden says salaries will rise by 38% over 4 years, but
we just couldn't get the pension out of this company.
Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said the agreement proves that, quote, collective bargaining works. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And he's had the back of millions of students. The creator of the first school backpack has died. Murray McCrory founded JanSport in the mid-70s and created the first lightweight backpack aimed at school students. It was a hit at the University of Washington and then went nationwide. Murray McCrory passed away earlier this month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, November 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn in Hurley, the Mercer Loons are hosting their meat extravaganza. All proceeds will be benefiting the Mercer Loons MC and the local scholarships they provide to area youth. The meat will be provided from Pat's Foods of Hurley with Luke Penrose MC and butcher extraordinaire Jim Cuker. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn on Silver Street in Hurley. Hunters and trappers prepare. The November seasons have arrived. The trapping season has already begun. For the other season openings, we have Melissa Kay with more.
The DNR says there are three important dates to remember throughout November when these different seasons open. November 2nd is for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter, trapping only, and raccoon for non-residents. November 11th is trapping only for mink and muskrat in the Mississippi River Zone. And November 23rd is opening season for crow and the beginning of deer gun season. It's the hunter and trapper's responsibility to double-check regulations and confirm you have all the necessary licenses before heading into the field. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with sports on Mike Clemens.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers start their bye week the same day of the NFL's trade deadline. I'm Bill Scott. GM Brian Gutekunst scheduled to meet with reporters later today, so we'll see if the Packers make any moves prior to then to improve their team for the second half of the season. Another mistake-filled game for the Packers on Sunday, falling 24-14 to the Lions.
We just got to figure it out. We got to do it, and we got to stop having all these mistakes, because when we play other good teams, we can't afford those type of mistakes. We can't afford penalties. We can't afford having turnovers and not getting turnovers. So it's just a lot of things that just built up. We got to make corrections, man. That's all I got for that.
That's Xavier McKinney. The running back Josh Jacobs said they're their own worst enemy.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers, a lot of drive killers. That's just on us, man. I feel like, you know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers are sending their players home with an assignment, something to work on for when they return. More injury news. Tight end Luke Musgrave had surgery on his ankle. Matt LaFleur said he's hopeful that the tight end will be back before the end of the season. I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today 47 with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
All right, we usually do the coaches show each Tuesday, but we're in between seasons, so we're not going to do any high school coaches this week. But the Packers have the week off, so we got to get a little Packer news fed in to keep you going here for a while, since it's going to be almost 2 weeks before the Packers play again. So let's listen in on yesterday's Matt LaFleur's press conference. Talked a little bit at the beginning about what they're going to do on the off week.
Yeah, we got a lot of projects we're going to work on. And, you know, I think a lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. You know, we'll get a good jump start as we're away. Just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm gonna let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
Coming off the loss, but you're in a lot better position now than you were at this time a year ago. How much can you draw on what you were able to do late last season? And where do you need to improve to be able to kind of get in that kind of run that you did last year?
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of the things that we're going to talk about as a staff, is just some of the things that we did the back half of the season to allow us to develop and continue to get better. And I think a lot of it just started with our approach to practice, how much competition we had in practice. I thought it made practices have more energy, and I thought it reflected in our play, quite frankly. So I think it's just one of the things that our staff is doing with each individual today is there's got to be a focus on one thing that we can all improve upon, because all of us can improve in some area. So that's the focus today, and I wanted our guys to know that leaving the building today. so that when they come back on Monday, that, you know, not only can they work on it over by on them on their own for the next 6 days or whatever, but when we get back and have practice next Monday, that there's got to be an intentionality behind that.
You mentioned all the things yesterday that need to be cleaned up in the second half. Is it almost harder to do that and to emphasize that when you are 6-3 as opposed to a year ago, you're 3-6 and the losing kind of speaks for itself?
No, I think you guys know our mentality. It's you got to go 1-0 every week, and you got to focus on just your daily process, trying to improve daily. And so I think you just always keep the focus on the task at hand, and you can't worry about the results. I think that was beneficial to us a year ago when we were sitting at 3-6. So we better take the same mindset, because things can flip in a hurry in this league if you just don't focus on the task at hand.
Of where this football team is, that maybe you haven't put together your best game yet, but you've still been winning a lot of games. You've still been able to get to where.
Yeah, I think we've had good moments of playing good complementary football, and then we've had some not so great moments. And I think some of the mistakes maybe that we've made the last four games that we've won showed up yesterday against a good football team, that it's hard to overcome those in those moments. So Detroit played a clean game. I mean, when you look at it, they played a clean game, didn't make any critical mistakes, where we had a handful of critical mistakes that really came back to bite us.
How do you determine whether to receive or defer when you win the toss?
It's kind of a gut thing, gut feeling for me. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's sometimes I ask, hey, what's their record? Versus when they get the ball first, and, you know, where are we at? So I think every week's a little bit different in terms of, and I would say the last year, when you talk about the back half of last season to this year, we've been a little bit more aggressive in that approach of taking the ball, whereas previous, 4.5 years, we always deferred. So I think there was something to just getting a lead. I think that, you know, playing with the lead, it worked out. It kind of, in terms of, we went down, we got 3 points on the board. Unfortunately, they were able to answer and score a touchdown. But I would say this, that every situation is a little bit different. You got to factor in a lot of different things in terms of the opponent. Where do you feel like you may have an advantage? Certainly, I do think the weather comes into play at times. So I think we take it, on a case-by-case basis.
So it's not like, because the last 4 times you've done it, you haven't scored a touchdown, that doesn't impact your decision to maybe not do it going forward?
It could. It very well could.
Were you under center a little bit less just to try to help Jordan?
Yes. Where were we at yesterday? I think I said that, Rob. I'm just kidding. But I did say that, I think. It's okay.
I'll be better at it.
I tune myself out sometimes too, so.
Speaking of things you said yesterday, at the risk of being really annoying, now that it's not the heat of right after the game.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Can you help me understand what the through line is for Jordan, that the same guy that threw one interception in the final 8 games has thrown 10 in 6.5 games?
I would say, again, every situation is a little bit different. I think you do have to factor in the situation, though, of when you're going to play really aggressive and when you play the next play. And I think certainly in a game of just the complexion of the game yesterday, being that it was 10-3, you're in a 2-minute drive. It all started with the protection. We didn't protect the right way. So there was some leakage inside that flushed him out of the pocket. I think he would agree with you that in that situation, he's just got to throw the ball away and live to play the next down. I do think that's one of his strengths, is his ability to make off schedule and not wanting to give up on a play. And I admire that, but I think it's just you got to factor in the situations. There's certain times, certainly in a two-minute drill, I would tell you is one of those times, unless it's like, you know, you're on the plus side out of field goal range and there's very few seconds left. I also think in the red area, because there was one late in the game in the fourth quarter where he probably held it a click too long and the ball got hit and it was in harm's way. And but I think every play is a little bit different. So just to make a blanket statement, I don't think that's fair.
So the interception yesterday, though, you're being aggressive there, right? I mean, the play, if it's blocked up well, you've got Reed down the field, right?
Yeah.
So you have an aggressive mentality, too, and you like that about
Yeah, I mean, I think every situation, here's what I tell you. I thought we were protecting pretty well. I thought he was having time to go progress through the reads, and you know, they brought a pressure. I mean, it was a good look. We call it a coffee house where they had two backers mugged up in the A gaps. They had Joseph down on the weak side, and they brought four to the weak side, and basically the backer bluffed like he was going to drop, and then he came, and so we got fooled on the protection. But I felt like, and it was a longer developing play. Obviously, if I had to go back in time, I would rather have a quick hitter and just get the ball out of our hands and then get on the ball and play the next play. But, you know, I thought our protection was pretty good. I thought we had a chance to dial something up down the field. And obviously, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but it didn't work out very well. And that was obviously a pivotal play in the game. When you think about, okay, usually you're thinking, at least what I was thinking was worst case scenario, it's 10-3 at halftime, and they get the ball, knowing that they get the ball. And then they went down. We had a critical penalty. They go down and score. And so instead of worst case scenario being 17-3, now you're down 24-3. And that is, it was obviously too much to overcome. That is a tough deal when you're playing a really good football team.
Last thing. So the fine line for you is you love his talent, you love his mentality, you love his aggressiveness. It's just making sure that he understands that sometimes the situation just doesn't call for all those good qualities that he has. Fair?
Yeah, I think every situation, like I said, is a little bit different.
Matt, we've obviously...
I don't know if I answered you. But
you didn't that time, no. But
that's probably a good thing. Because I'm not answering you the way I really want to answer you right now.
Oh, now I don't know what that's
good. No, I just, you know, he's competing. He's a competitor. You know, I think every situation is a learning experience. Unfortunately, that was a bad one. And hopefully we'll be better for it next game versus the Bears.
With Dante Mims obviously gets open. He had a great year at times last year. He's had a lot of drops and stuff. What's the plan? How do you get him going? Or otherwise, at some point, you have to kind of fade him out of the rotation. Because you have other guys who are really good, obviously.
Well, we see him do it in practice. I think that's where it starts. Obviously, you want those results to correlate to the game. And I'm a big believer in practice preparation equals game reality. But I think it just comes back to the fundamentals. And I get it. It was a wet day, and that's never an excuse. I do think that when you look at some of the drops, we weren't being really – our fundamentals weren't necessarily right the way we coach it and the way we drill it in terms of being aggressive with your hands, and we were allowing that ball to get in our body too much. You know, so that happened on that one kind of slant play on the 3rd-and-3, and then there was another one obviously in the end zone where the ball was certainly behind him. I just think that's a play that he's got to be able to make and that he is certainly capable of making, and I've seen him make it.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, and we air some of his press conference Tuesday mornings here during the Coaches Show, and we feature local coaches also, but we're in between seasons, so we'll start that up again in a couple of weeks. So listen for coaches from Matt LaFleur to our local coaches here in the 9 o'clock hour on Tuesday mornings moving forward. 98Q Country. Temperature-wise, this is about it, 43, 44, just a rainy election day here in the Northwoods. And Alan Jackson on 98Q.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Rearview crosses, railroad ties, oh Hail Marys, Friday night. Low beam lights. God, I miss when you were mine, back when that song was a song I could sing along without thinking about you. Every time I came on, every beat, every line, every word, every time, when a road was a road I could run on through without wishing that empty seat was you. Money was gas, dreams were dust, love was fast, and we sunset, a cool man kiss, backseat promise, breaking it, floorboard feeling, county lines, God, I miss when you were mine.
And that song was a song I could sing along without thinking about you. Every time I came on, every beat, every line,
Country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. Sunday stroll, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Dirk Bentley, we are free and easy, and down the road we go there. 44 is our temperature today. We're lingering right around there here today. There are other things going on, by the way, besides the election. I don't know if you knew that. A few other things. Football-wise, it's always a good diversion. The firings have begun. The New Orleans Saints firing their head coach. The Raiders fired their defensive or offensive, one of the coordinators in there. The NFL is kind of a weird, if you take a moment to look at the standings in the National Football League right now, parity is not the word to describe the National Football League this year. There's a lot of bad teams, and there's a lot of teams, I think I counted 9 teams that have 2 wins or less, or somewhere around there. So basically 9 of the 32 teams in the NFL have already been, they're pretty much done. Packers were a rare team last year that started out 3-6, and they came back and got it. So some movement in the National Football League. Did you see where the governor of Alabama had to be treated by paramedics? She nearly passed out at a campaign rally, and I'm surprised this doesn't happen more. It's one thing they don't talk about much, is all across the country, these candidates, and many of them, you know, in their 60s, 70s, maybe not many of them, but some of them. And they're on a crazy schedule of just flying and talking. And just like, I look at some of the schedules that some of the politicians are under, and I'm just like, I don't think I'd make her about 3 days. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to go back home and rake some leaves or something over there. So a salute to all those candidates who, man, they put in a lot of travel, a lot of time. I got some good news for you in the upcoming Christmas season. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the original Rudolph, is returning to its original home at NBC. A lot of times we're seeing these classic Charlie Browns and stuff like that that are being tucked behind paywalls on certain channels. Well, NBC, for the first time since 1971, it's returning to NBC. So the special, which originally aired in 1964, has spent the last 51 years on CBS. And that is somewhat accessible. You don't see the Charlie Brown stuff out there as much anymore because one of the companies behind a paywall took over that. TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy in that restaurant. A 61-year-old surfer in Hawaii lost part of his leg in a shark attack off the coast of Maui. That happened on Friday. You're out and about, you're moving around in the ocean, and the sharks see you, there's a chance they might want to take a bite out of you. That's just the risk you take being a surfer out there. We have a lot of clouds out there and some, you know, areas of fairly significant rainfall, pockets of that. We'll get more on that forecast, continue updating you on that with our civic meteorologist here on 98Q Country.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
You know my old car needs washing, and the front yard needs a trim, and the telephone keeps ringing, and the boss man knows I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. There's nothing wrong with an old cane fishing pole and the smell of early spring. Sit down in a fold-up easy chair on a quiet, shady riverbank. Let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Ain't in no hurry. I'd be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change, and the time that I borrow can wait till tomorrow, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Return to the cold, cold ground. Have them take their time when they lay their sinner down. Heaven knows that I ain't perfect. I raised a little cane, and I plan to raise a whole lot more before I hear those angels sing. Gonna get right with the Lord, but they'll be here to pay. But I ain't in no hurry. Ain't in no hurry. Be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change, and the time that today.
Let's go. Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum da 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 da. Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum da 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 da.
Room,
passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, cowboy.
Big and Rich and 98Q Country. Big Veterans Day steak dinner coming up on Monday. Veterans Day sneaking up on us here already, and many schools with observances, including Shawamigan and Phillips. And the Veterans Day steak dinner will be on Monday, November 11th. Very popular. They do sell this out, so 5 o'clock is when it starts. And just wanted to put a little notice, a little bug in your ear for that, because Veterans Day, again, is sneaking up on us here. Really quick, the Prentice School District is busy. Theater students here are going to be putting on Disney's Frozen Junior, and that'll be happening on November the 15th and November the 16th. So not this weekend, but the following weekend. So if you want to see some good local theater, the Prentice School is going to be doing that the weekend of the 15th and the 16th. Election Day, get out there, cast your ballot. If for some reason a ride to the place to vote is hindering you from doing that, there are some folks, it's not political, it's partisan, it's just, they just want people to be able to vote however you vote. Give them a call at 661-3753, 715-661-3753 if you need a ride to get to your polling place here today.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
we have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare.
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
you have to start changing the retirement age.
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself,
we know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks. With a 28%
30% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true, because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
98Q Country.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side, the one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side, the one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. Cursed, I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise.
be much, but I do.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky. Yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began. The moan, I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I'll flip a coin. I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
I wonder if she's a Democrat or Republican. Just asking. Mary Chapin Carpenter there in 98Q Country. Hey, happy election day to you. Mike McKay making his way in next. Gray will be in after two. Election coverage tonight at 98QCountry.com through Civic Media. Check it out. Here's Josh Turner. Time is love.
I know I gotta put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run, love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me. Get so many minutes, don't wanna spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love, gotta run, love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me. Gotta run. gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits. Waits for me, and right now she's where I need to be. Time is love. Gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits. Waits for me, and right now she's where I need to be. Time is love. Gotta
country.
I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer nights, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cooler mark your piece of paradise. Summer nights, everybody's feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights. Your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all stuff.